While I am unable to state exactly what song or songs I may be hearing during these aural seizures, I know they seem quite familiar to me. So familiar, in fact, that I am sometimes uncertain whether or not these songs are on a nearby stereo or in my brain. Once I become aware of that strange yet familiar confusion and realize it is in fact a seizure, I seem to try not to figure out what the music may be. Indeed, if I could study it closely like a poem or a piece of music, I would. But perhaps subconsciously I am afraid that if I pay too much attention to it, I may not be able to escape the song, like quicksand or hypnosis. Though Eric, unlike John S., is quite musical, with an excellent musical memory and a highly trained ear, and though he has had more than a dozen such seizures, he is, like Mr. S., completely unable to recognize his aural music. In the strange yet familiar confusion which is an integral part of his seizure experience, Eric finds it difficult to think straight. His wife or friends, if they are present, may notice a strange look on his face. If he has a seizure while at work, he is usually able to wing it somehow, without his students realizing that anything is amiss. There is a fundamental difference, Eric brings out, between his normal musical imagery and that of his seizures. As a songwriter, I'm familiar with how melody and words seem to arrive out of nowhere. This is intentional, though. I sit with my guitar in the attic and work on completion of the song. My seizures, though, are beyond all this. He went on to say that his epileptic music, seemingly contextless and meaningless, though hauntingly familiar, seemed to exert a frightening and almost dangerous spell on him, so that he was drawn deeper and deeper into it. And yet, he has also been so creatively stimulated by these musical auras that he has composed music inspired by them, trying to embody, or at least suggest, their mysterious and ineffable strange but familiar quality.